Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 11. Experiences of Ellen White while in vision. When the Lord sees fit to give a vision, I am taken into the presence of Jesus and angels, and am entirely lost to earthly things. I can see no farther than the angel directs me. My attention is often directed to scenes transpiring upon earth. At times, I am carried far ahead into the future and shown what is to take place. Then again, I am shown things as they have occurred in the past. An understanding presented to the mind. Friday, March 20th, 1896. I arose early, about 3:30 in the morning. While writing upon the 15th chapter of John, suddenly a wonderful peace came upon me. The whole room seemed to be filled with the atmosphere of heaven. A holy, sacred presence seemed to be in my room. I laid down my pen and was in a waiting attitude to see what the Spirit would say unto me. I saw no person, I heard no audible voice, but a heavenly watcher seemed close beside me. I felt that I was in the presence of Jesus. The sweet peace and light which seemed to be in my room, it is impossible for me to explain or describe. A sacred, holy atmosphere surrounded me, and there was presented to my mind and understanding matters of intense interest and importance. A line of action was laid out before me, as if the unseen presence was speaking with me. The matter I had been writing upon seemed to be lost to my mind, and another matter distinctly opened before me. A great awe seemed to be upon me as matters were imprinted upon my mind. Representations while writing. Not only when I am standing before large congregations is special help bestowed upon me, but when I am using my pen, wonderful representations are given me of past, present, and future.